National Theatre of Brent presents All the World's a Globe, Episode 2, Civilization Emerges. The Egyptian Empire, Cleopatra's Needle, the Suez Crisis, the Chinese Empire, brain-eating, hydroelectricity, and the Empire of Crete, famed for its olive groves, windmills, and old-world Venetian ports, throbbing with music, art, and romantic nightlife. Presented by Desmond Olivier Dingle and Wallace.
And so it was that civilization emerged. With a number of very famous ancient civilizations, probably the most famous of which being Egypt, or the Egyptians. Besides building the pyramids and doing the Sphinx, the Egyptians were an exotic people, who wore a form of kilt and mitre generally, and spent much of their time feasting, dancing, hunting hippo, and keeping numerous slaves in bondage. Excuse me, my Lord Pharaoh.
Yes?
It is I, Amenhotep, your chief engineer.
Yes, Menemhotep?
Amenhotep.
Pardon?
Amenhotep.
Hepetepet.
Amenhotep.
Menemhotep.
Amenhotep.
Hentemenep.
Amenhotep.
Amenhotep. Amenhotep, yes. Amen, yes, Amenhotep. How can I help you, Amenhotep?
Well, your highness.
Yes, Amenhotep.
We royal engineers have come up with a fabulous idea.
A fabulous idea, Amenhotep?
A fabulous idea, which I think will meet with your approval.
So tell me the idea, Amenhotep.
The idea, your highness, to build seven pyramids.
Seven pyramids?
Seven pyramids.
Seven pyramids for Tepepepep? They could become known as the seven wonders of the world.
They could indeed, your highness.
So what will, in fact, the precise purposes of the pyramids, in fact, be? Perhaps, Ptep.
We aren't exactly certain as yet what the precise purposes of the pyramids will, in fact, be.
Fair enough. But how will they be made, then, these pyramids, then?
Out of massive mud bricks, your highness.
But who will make these massive mud bricks? I'm certainly not going to make them. I want to go feasting and dancing in my kilt and mitre, generally.
Then we will have slaves and press them into bondage.
Press them into the bondage.
I will, my lord.
Press them into the bondage for all the world to see.
Oh, I was. Sorry.
No more. No more!
Faster! Faster with the massive mud bricks!
Ah! We have reached the end of our tethers! Have mercy! Have mercy!
No mercy!
Would you mind that whip, please, Wallace? Wallace!
Sorry, Desmond.
Nearly had my eye out.
All right, you can have a moment's rest and have some locusts.
Oh, thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
Enough of this banter! This isn't a holiday camp. Get back to your bricklaying.
Ah, no more, no more.
Work, I say, work.
All right, give me that whip, Wallace.
But
give me that whip.
Desmond.
Wallace.
I say, steady on.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Barker.
Sorry, Mr. Barker.
Now look what you've done.
It's all right, really.
I've cut the whip, Wallace.
Cut the whip?
Put it on the table and leave it there.
That man's waving, Desmond.
Which man's waving?
Man behind a window, shouting something. Pardon?
All right, thank you, Wallace.
I think he's saying, can we get a shift?
Yes, I think we get the point, Wallace. And thus it was, the sun set on the Egyptian Empire. The Chinese Empire.
Desmond!
What?
What about the story of Moses, Desmond?
We haven't got time for the story of Moses, Wallace.
Oh, Desmond, we've got to have the story of Moses.
I said no, Wallace. The Chinese Empire.
But Desmond, I wrote it, Desmond. It's got all the sound effects. We've got to have the story of Moses.
I think we ought to have the story of Moses.
All right, the story of Moses.
Thank you. Can we go in the sound effects room now?
Yes, no. All right, just get on with it, Wallace.
You look very lovely this evening, Your Highness.
Thank you.
Shall we go for an evening stroll by the river before the sun sets on the Egyptian Empire?
All right, then.
I'll open the door, then.
Right, then.
Into the courtyard.
Yes.
It's a nice courtyard, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Over the gravel here. Over these dead leaves. Ah, nearly at the main gates now. Just up these steps. Down these steps. Down this echoey passage. And here we are at the main gate.
You don't think it's getting a little episodic, do you, Wallace?
We're building up the atmosphere, Desmond. Here we are at the main gate, Your Highness.
Shall we go through the main gate now, then, Your Highness?
We're only going to go all the way back, are we?
Well, there is a bit actually coming up when I do go back.
Go all the way back?
Yes, because I've forgotten something.
What?
The tea things.
Take the tea things as read, I think, Wallace.
Don't go back.
No.
Righto, then. Let's go through the main gate, shall we?
Just let's get on with it, Wallace.
Right, then. Undo the lock.
That's a Yale, isn't it?
Sorry?
They wouldn't have had Yale locks then, would they?
Sorry. Right, then.
That's a Chubb, Wallace.
Didn't they have Chubbs?
Egyptians didn't have Chubbs, did they?
So what did they have then?
They had massive bolts and chains, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. There you are, Your Highness.
Thank you, Wallace.
Anyway, look, here we are by the river. How about a swim, Your Highness, while I go and serve the tea?
Splash, Desmond.
I'm just pouring a cup of tea here. Would you like a cup of tea, Your Highness?
Yes, thank you.
Are you enjoying your swim, Your Highness?
Well, let's just get on with the story.
Well, that's actually the end of the Moji sequence, Desmond.
I thought you were supposed to find a little baby in a linen basket, floating in the bulrushes.
I didn't actually get that far in the writing, Desmond.
So she never actually finds the baby Moses?
No, doesn't actually find a baby. No, not as such. Not in the current script as it stands. No, Desmond. I mean, it still needs a bit of editing. I was very much after the atmosphere. I wanted to capture the mood. This is very much first draft, really, we're talking about.
I think we'll just carry on, please, Wallace.
Yeah, you don't want the swimming in.
No, Wallace.
Right.
And so it was the sun set on the Egyptian Empire.
The Chinese Empire.
The Chinese Empire is one of the oldest empires in the world and existed until recently without anyone knowing about it. Apart from the Chinese, obviously.
The Chinese people.
The Chinese people were generally very downtrodden and ill. They made their living as slaves to the emperor, for which they were not paid, obviously, owing to the fact that they were peasants. The emperors, on the other hand, lived very pleasant lives in large paper-built pagodas, and spent most of their time cultivating silkworms and eating lychees.
The Shang Dynasty.
The first dynasty was the Shang Dynasty, who ruled from the earliest times and achieved a high degree of civilization while Stone Age man in Britain was still half an ape, grubbing for woodlice and eating each other's brains.
Each other's brains?
That's right, Wallace. They ate each other's brains to make themselves cleverer, Wallace.
Well, the person having his brains ate wouldn't get clever, he'd get more stupid.
And now, after he was dead, obviously, Wallace. Although it's certainly not something you'd catch me doing.
Me neither.
Even if I was offered a bowl full of Bamba Gascoigne's brains.
Who's that then?
A famous historian and famous television quizmaster, Wallace.
You wouldn't want any of his brains then?
No. No disrespect, obviously.
I wouldn't want any of his brains either.
Right, Wallace.
I wouldn't want anyone's brains. It's a horrid thought, isn't it, Desmond?
Yeah, right. Thank you, Wallace. Okay. Unfortunately, the Shang Dynasty lost the hearts of the men in the street and were finally displaced by the Chu Dynasty, a cruel and heartless race of Anatolian horse salesmen.
The Chu Dynasty.
And finally, of course, came the most intricate and complicated of all the dynasties, the Ming Dynasty.
The Ming Dynasty.
Famous, of course.
For their vases.
That's right, Wallace. And would you like to pass me the priceless Ming vase, please, Wallace?
Certainly, Desmond.
And so it was, the sun set on the mighty Chinese Empire.
Shall I clear it up, Desmond?
The history of Japan.
Right. The History of Japan.
Part 1. Japanese people.
Japanese people.
Japanese people were ruled by shoguns who fought numerous wars against other shoguns. Leave it.
You can't leave it on the floor, Desmond.
I think we ought to at least try.
Who fought... Look, there's nothing we can do about it now, is there?
I was only trying to help.
We can't leave it on the floor.
Look, I am trying to get...
Please pick up the bit.
It's completely shattered, Desmond. I don't think you'd ever mend.
If I can see that, look, just get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
You might be able to mend it with a spot of super glue.
Just shut up and get rid of it.
Okay.
Japanese people were ruled by shoguns who fought numerous wars... against other shoguns, as has been demonstrated in the famous bestseller and film, Shogun.
Hello, I am a shogun.
Hello.
Who are you?
I am another shogun.
In that case, it must be war.
All right, then.
I have killed the shogun. I am now shogun.
Other famous Japanese films are The Magnificent Seven, The Magnificent Seven Rides Again, and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Also, The Seventh Veil, The Seventh Seal, The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, A Severed Head, and 12 Angry Men. And now, Wallace will demonstrate on the radio the traditional Japanese skill of harikiri, or paper folding. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, you take the paper in one hand, and take the left-hand corner in the right hand, and bring it up to the centre of the top side. Now, move this bit over to the lower bit, and fold it along the bottom line, and then along the top line, and then move the small overhanging piece up in line with the left-hand folded line that you've already folded earlier. Now, fold this piece in two. Open it up, and fold it again the other way now, taking the piece at the end and folding that in three and tucking it underneath the first piece. Slide the whole piece under the folded piece and tear it up gently along the centre line. And then along the middle line. Then open out the whole piece, gently sliding the lower piece up to the top piece and fold once. And there you have a lovely Japanese bird in flight.
Thank you, Wallace.
Thank you, Desmond.
Carry on, please, Wallace.
I think that's it, isn't it?
That was All the World...
No, hang on.
Well, we've done the Tin Din Ministry, we've done the Moses, we've done the Ahasuerus Pop. I think we've done this one.
And so the sun set...
That was...
On the mighty Chinese Empire, after which the next major empire was Crete.
Crete?
Who were the cradle of Western civilization and lived on the attractive holiday isle of Corfu. They swiftly became mistress of the world, and it wasn't long before all nations of the earth toiled beneath their tight-fisted thrall. Thank you, Mr. Barker.
Is that it?
Yes.
Right. That was All the World's a Glove.
Globe, fathead.
Sorry. Starring Desmond Olivier Dingle as Amenhotep, Hebrew slave, Pharaoh's daughter, first shogun, and Ming the Merciless. And Wallace as the Pharaoh, Egyptian slave dancer, Pharaoh's daughter's chambermaid, second shogun, and Harry Kiri. All the World's a Globe was written by Patrick Barlow and adapted for radio by the author, with additional material by Jim Broadbent and Martin Duncan. The National Theatre of Brent would like to thank Patrick Barlow, Jim Broadbent, myself, Peter Barker, and the producer, Lissa Evans.
Necessarily Epic, Episode 3 of All the World's Globe, on Sunday at 8:20 in the evening.